What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economic news. And I've always held it to be the highest moral imperative that we leave a better world to the next generation than that which was left to us. And unfortunately, my generation has failed to do that. And one of the areas in which it's felt is the economy. And young people are just being crushed by school loan debt. The cost of a college education has gone up way out of pace with the rate of inflation. And the bankers are right there willing to just loan all this money to these students and promise there's going to be all kinds of fabulous jobs for you when you graduate with that degree in art history. And you'll be able to pay the loans back very quickly. But it's turning out some of these kids are going to be making payments on these loans into their late 30s, possibly even the early 40s. Debt-laden millennials are basically, on average, under $140,000 of debt more than their parents were at the same age. And they're still telling us the times are good. Now, over in France, they have some very strict laws regarding working hours. And being closed on Sunday is actually mandated by the French government because they want everyone to have a day of rest. They want to go to church or whatever it is you do on Sundays. And there is a baker, Cedric Vieira, who runs, obviously, a bakery, and he's been running it 7 days a week because people want to come in and get their baguettes and croissants on Sunday morning. And so he's been fined the equivalent of £2,600 for working too hard. And his customers are saying he's being treated very, very shabbily. And apparently he's very good at what he does and doesn't want to try and hire somebody in to take over that extra day because he's not sure he can maintain the quality. Now, over in Italy, which is still recovering from the shocking results of their recent election, Salvini is out there accusing the European Union of using left-wingers to sell its propaganda. And was having to announce his resignation as a member of the European Parliament. But the two sides are shaping on up. They really are. Now, over in California, or maybe we should call it Commifornia, they've actually appointed an illegal immigrant to a state office. Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon appointed Lisbeth Mateo to the California Student Opportunity and Access Program Project Grant Advisory Committee. So she's going to be handing out these grants for certain people to go to college. And they really are taking over the state. They really are. CNN has just hit a new low in propaganda. They're pushing the story that immigrations and customs enforcement officials doing their job should be compared to the Nazis during the Holocaust. That's what they're saying. It's insane. Ann Coulter is out there saying, you know, maybe it might be a good idea for California to secede. Let's just sell it back to Mexico and put up the border wall along Nevada and the bottom half of Oregon. The liberals are ripping this nation apart. We've been watching in Europe just with the refugees. And in this country, we're seeing elevated crime, elevated disease, illegal voting, massive illegal voting. And the Democrats are out there openly saying, yeah, we need the illegals to vote for us if we're going to hang on to power, if we're going to take Congress. It's illegal for these people to be here. It is illegal for them to be voting. And the Democrats are out there saying, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. They have a natural right to come here and basically swarm our nation. Up in Seattle, Washington, the mayor has a plan for free college. No U.S. citizenship or minimum grade point average required. The illegals are being treated better by the U.S. government than U.S. citizens. They're just pouring on in. Over in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel is giving them all ID cards that they can use to vote. When was the last time you went out to renew your driver's license? For those states that are now complying with the real ID, they put you through the ringer to prove that you're supposed to be here. All of a sudden, we're the enemy. We're the target. The illegals are welcome to just come and go as they please. And we, citizens who were actually born here, we get the runaround trying to prove that we're here. You know, you have to have your birth certificate. You got to have a current passport. You got to have this. You got to have that. What about the illegal immigrants? Oh, no, we can't do that. That would be racist. I'm going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates just rejoining the network. Now, over speaking of racist accusations, this is a horrible story. Over in Great Britain, the Sunday Mirror did an investigation and they uncovered Britain's worst ever grooming scandal, which saw authorities paralyzed and unwilling to do anything over fears of being accused of racism as grooming gangs that have come on in with the refugees victimized up to 1,000 girls in Telford. Now, the Sunday Mirror claims its 18-month investigation found abuse on unprecedented levels, with three women being killed when abuser Azhar Ali Mahmood burned down their home with them inside and two others dying in connection with the scandal. Social workers supposedly knew of what was going on. Girls as young as 11 were being targeted. It took 10 years for the police to even start to launch an investigation. And the authorities failed to keep tabs on these suspects. They didn't want to upset the Open Borders Project. They didn't want to be accused of racism. Now think about all those girls who have been traumatized and mentally scarred for life. This is the price of political correctness and the open borders and the liberal agenda. The problem with liberals is they're not dealing with the real world. They get a fantasy in their heads and they say, oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Let's just pretend that's the way things are going to be. Hillary's going to be in the White House. We can end microaggressions. We can stop human-caused global warming. We can have open borders and everybody will just go into each other's countries and hug and hug and hug. Well, that's not real world. And the liberals are out there just making all this mess. And we who do live in the real world, we're having to deal with that mess. We're having to clean up after them. Now, Chuck Baldwin Live has an article. This is the beginning of totalitarian government. And he's out there sounding the warning that Donald Trump appears to be caving in to the gun grabbers. And apparently this new omnibus spending bill has a lot of anti-gun provisions in there, including the Fix NICS bill, which has been a longtime goal of Schumer and Feinstein. Meanwhile, of course, the nation that's trying to figure out on gun violence is going to hold a military parade glorifying war. I guess the message is going to be, if you really want to play with guns, you got to sign up for the army now. Now, a little bit of common sense up in Illinois. Rahm Emanuel proposed a gun bill, an even stricter gun control for Chicago, which has a very high murder rate and gun crime because law-abiding citizens are being disarmed. But the Illinois governor vetoed it and says heavy regulations and bans are not working. They're not going to work. They've never worked. Again, this is another liberal fantasy. If we take all the guns away, we will live in peace. No, you won't. There are bad people out there. There are bad people who are going to find ways to commit violence. It's not that hard to smuggle a gun in from another country. Or if you know anything about machine tools and chemistry, you can make your own. If you're in a totally disarmed society, even a black powder gun allows you to go on out and start killing people. The only way you stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun. And we need to act honestly, look at the link between prescription psychiatric medication and these mass shooters. And Trump may be right that these video games desensitize people to the cost, the consequences of mass violence. Along with movies like, we just saw John Wick 2 on cable. Wow, what a bloodfest that was. Now, I don't play computer games other than flight simulators. But if I had the time and inclination to play a computer game, I've seen the commercials for that Forge of Empires, where you're actually trying to build a civilization and build trade. And I imagine that would actually be very good training for somebody who wants to get into honest, legitimate, serve the people type government. Now, de Blasio has removed armed security from New York City schools, even as some of the gun grabbers nationwide are saying it's a good idea. So I don't know what de Blasio was thinking. Maybe the next staged mass shooting is going to be in New York. Those poor New Yorkers, they get all this stuff. Nikki Haley says the Russians are going to hit them with chemicals. They had the World Trade Tower explosion, then 9/11 itself. These deep staters ought to pick somebody else, sort of spread the misery around. Now, down at Parkland, they have finally released some video from the school's security system. Remember, we had Wolfgang Halbig on the show, and he designed that system. And he told us all about it, where it covered, where it was, that there was no 20-minute delay. That was just absolute, total media bovine excrement. And they released 27 minutes of video. It's heavily edited, and even the article over at CNN says it illuminates little. It shows Scott Peterson outside, shows him riding around in a golf cart. It shows students running by with their faces pixelated, another angle of the golf cart. And the final shot, which takes up most of the video, 26 minutes, is just Peterson standing outside the building. No gunman has been shown in the video. Neither has the suspect, Cruz. Now, if Cruz was the shooter, even if he was dressed in black, and there was only one shooter, they would have released that. That's the part we're not getting. Even CNN is saying, it's almost like, why did you bother? I mean, it does underscore that Scott Peterson basically failed to act. But there's nothing there. There's no there. Story coming out of Citizen Free Press. Apparently, there's been another embarrassment for the FBI. Apparently, the Florida Muslim teen who stabbed three people in a bloody rampage had been under investigation by the FBI. He'd been the focus of an FBI bulletin due to reports about his violent tendencies. He'd converted to Islam. He watched violent videos online and admitted the stabbings were due to his religious beliefs. They had an opportunity to intervene with this guy, and they did not. Okay, so surveilling the population isn't working. Disarming the population isn't working. Shut down the NSA and all this other spying on the American people and give us guns. And I guarantee you the problems are going to go away. Because everything the government is doing is totally wrong. It doesn't do what they promise it'll do. The gun grabbers are always out there saying, surrender your guns, the police will protect you. Parkland proved exactly the opposite. Scott Peterson and three other deputy sheriffs stayed outside. The Coral Beach police were ordered to remain outside. We've had two more school scares today. Apparently, a suspicious person was spied at the Millennium Middle School in Tamarack, Florida, said he might be armed. They put the school under lockdown. The police went in, couldn't find anybody. What they did find is an airsoft gun on the school's playground. An airsoft gun is a little tiny pellet gun. They're harmless. They're good for training with. In fact, over at Parkland, the junior ROTC was using airsoft guns to drill with. If you look at the photo they show of Nicholas Cruz holding a gun, that red tip, it's an airsoft pellet gun. They're not dangerous unless you shoot somebody in the eye. Now, out in Cedar City, Utah, middle school was locked down from reports of a person carrying a gun nearby. So they locked that school down, and police didn't find anybody matching the caller's description. And the man told officers he might have kind of like maybe overreacted. So the lockdown was lifted after half an hour. We have to be careful of the hysteria. There's a lot of it out there. Now, getting into human-caused global warming, believe it or not, there is a fourth nor'easter storm on the way. And they're actually saying it's actually two separate storms very close together. Going to be nasty. Apparently, they've had freezing temperatures down in Florida. Gosh darn that, human-caused global warming. Now, we have been talking about the Beast from the East. It's a major storm. It's expected to hit Great Britain next week and basically cover the entire country in snow. Here's the problem. Because of the already cold winter, British natural gas reserves are at record low. In fact, that's true all over Europe because of this record cold winter. Natural gas supplies are low. They are actually, unfortunately, being dependent on the Russian natural gas coming through those pipelines. So this is not a good time for Theresa May to annoy the Russians, because they've already shut off that valve to Ukraine. Need to really think these things through. All right. We sort of knew this was going to be happening. This is from 12160. FBI establishes a task force to target alternative media. And the FBI is apparently throwing its weight behind the campaign to discredit independent media as peddlers of Russian influence and disinformation. This is a new McCarthyism. I mean, they already tried it once. The Washington Post came on out and had a list of websites that were arms of Russian propaganda, including, I'm proud to say, whatreallyhappened.com. Now, I'm not an arm of Russian propaganda. I'm simply reporting the facts as I see them. I don't work for anybody except you. If I'm an arm of Russian propaganda, I'm owed some serious, serious back pay. But apparently the FBI is going to establish a task force to alert U.S. companies and the public about efforts by Russia and other nations to use disinformation and social media manipulation to interfere in upcoming elections, while being careful not to upset free speech and constitutional rights. This was a quote in Bloomberg. Well, no, you can't come on out and attack the independent media and still claim that you're upholding free speech and constitutional rights. The two are mutually exclusive. Basically, the FBI is going to go after what it considers purveyors of thought crime. For you, all of you George Orwell fans, that means any news source or social media post critical of the status quo and its rigged elections and its corrupt political class. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, the U.S. is once again accusing Russia of cyber attacks. There's absolutely no evidence of it. And as any security professional is going to tell you, it's impossible to track where a cyber attack comes from. Maybe the last server in a long chain of cutouts was located in Russia, or the code has been made to look like something Russia would do. And remember, the NSA has one unit whose specialty is writing cyber warfare tools that look like they come from other countries. So the U.S. has thrown more sanctions at Russia. Among those sanctioned is Yevgeny Prigozhin. He's a Russian caterer known as Putin's chef. Now, this guy cooks for a living, but presumably very well. And he's not involved with computers. Why are they sanctioning him? Well, because he's a friend of Putin. This is just another poke at Russia. That's the strategy. They're going to go on trying to poke at Russia until Russia does something that can be seized on as the initiating event in the coming war. That's what's going on. Now, yesterday, YouTube came on out with an announcement that they were going to partner with Wikipedia in order to decide what videos and stories, what videos ought to be deleted from their platform, because they want to get rid of conspiracy theories and nothing's more reliable than Wikipedia. Well, Wikipedia has been discredited a long time ago. And the problem with Wikipedia is anybody can edit the site. That sounded like a really good idea when it first started, but the reality is there's a lot of outright propaganda on Wikipedia. At one time, I had an article about me, and somebody edited it to basically, well, they made a lot of accusations that were completely outrageous and false. So I went back in and I corrected it. The next day, the allegations were back again, and when I went to edit it, it was locked on the excuse that Wikipedia didn't think that Michael Rivero was an authority on Michael Rivero. I mean, that's how silly it was. And then they basically pulled the article along with the one about whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently, there's a snag. Wikipedia hadn't been asked about this, and they're not sure that they're ready to hook up. I got an email from somebody saying, YouTube has gone crazy. Your video was almost done. You can see from the image, but YouTube says we can't process it. And he sent me a screen capture. It's a YouTube video. I'm recording it on YouTube, and YouTube apparently is now blocking some of the videos from the archive, saying it can't be processed. I mean, that is pretty darn silly. But again, the censorship is out there, and I'm surprised they haven't just killed this channel outright. Now, the Federal Elections Commission is introducing a proposal to change the requirements for digital political advertising. They basically want to amend the current regulations, change the rules regarding disclaimers, and they want to change the agency's definition of a public communication. Now, they're saying the proposals are intended to give the American public easy access to information about the persons paying for and the candidates authorizing these internet communications. I think that's a good idea. There was a lot of junk being poured on out in social media from cutout sources, anonymous sources. I think it would be a very good thing that any content of a political nature, the person paying for it and whoever authorized it should be there, so we can follow that path of mendacity back to its absolute source. Microsoft has had yet another problem with one of their patches. Apparently, they were trying to secure servers, Windows Server 2008 R2, running VMware, and the latest patch basically shut them down. It disconnected them, and the servers were offline. Administrators were scrambling to recover the IP addresses, and apparently the problem appears to affect machines configured with static IP addresses, rather than the ones assigned from the nearby router. And sometimes, for special hardware, you need static IP. So, it's amazing. Amazon is having problems with their power packs. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Division has issued a recall notice for six types of lithium-ion battery packs sold by Amazon Basics. Apparently, they have a bad habit of exploding and into flames and splashing everybody around them with chemical burns. Now, I understand there's a new type of lithium battery that's been developed that gets away from these problems, and hopefully it will get to marketplace real quick. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with a phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
World into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently, there's a congressional hearing where they're putting out this idea that if Russia doesn't like all the sanctions they're being hit with, that they could hack into the power stations here in the United States and shut the power grid down. Now, again, the computer controls for critical infrastructure, nuclear reactors, power stations, things like that, do not connect to the internet. But that's the story they're selling. So it looks like another false flag they're considering is multiple blackouts in major cities, and blame Russia for it to get the war going. And we talked about this. I wrote an article a couple of years ago, a virtual 9/11, where the next big war-starting false flag would happen somewhere in cyberspace. And here they are talking about it. Russia will shut down our power grid. The power grid is not plugged into the internet. That's a basic security system. Iran's uranium centrifuges weren't plugged into the grid. That's why the Mossad had to go on in there and infect it with a flash drive. So again, they're just pushing this. So unfortunately, if you live in a major city, if you're not prepared to deal with an extended electrical blackout, you'd better start preparing now. Lights, batteries, water, maybe an emergency generator if you've got the room for one, because that seems to be the story they're pushing now. Because they didn't get traction over the dead Russian spy. Okay, I know we got a caller waiting, but I want to do an update on the Florida International University Bridge. During the commercial breaks, I was looking at photos of the bridge, and I didn't see any indication of any blue-colored equipment debris on it, or in fact, any weights being put on it. So I don't know where that story came from. But according to the Miami Herald, the bridge was undergoing a tension test at the time. And this bridge is basically cable supported. Now, the cables are not outside. They're basically inside. They're doing the same thing with the tracks on the light rail project. And what that is after the concrete, as the concrete is poured, it surrounds these large cables or rods that are bent as a shallow V. And then when the cement is dry, they screw the nuts onto the rods and they tension it, which basically puts an upward force at the center of the span. And apparently they were doing some adjusting on the tension lines on the bridge. And I know that when those things snap, they really cause a mess, because a couple of years ago, I was driving on the H1 in Honolulu, and one of those tension lines just popped up through the roadway. Made a heck of a noise and a mess. All right, now we're going to take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
Hey, as far as that lameness about, oh, Russia's going to do this to the power systems here in the U.S. and so forth, how lame can you get, first off?
Yep.
As for to the people in Russia, здравствуйте. Three. As far as the thought crime deal goes and all that, you know, I'm reminded of a film called Manoa Report, in which supposedly people are arrested beforehand before they ever commit a murder, which is actually hypocritical, and that being because it is a crime to commit a murder, you know, and they arrest you before you ever do it, but is perfectly legitimately fine if you commit adultery. So you can go ahead and get married and commit adultery, and that's no problem. But going and committing a future crime and taking someone's life, oh, that's a taboo. So as much as it's a really high-tech science fiction-type scenario, is really ethically lame.
It is ethically lame, and I think that was the whole point of the film, was that the system was arresting and imprisoning people who hadn't actually done anything wrong. And
right.
Certainly, I think if somebody really had that kind of a system where you could predict criminal behavior, you would intervene to prevent it, but you don't need to lock the person up. You basically are just sending the message, you know, we're going to get to you. We're going to stop you from committing crimes, so don't commit any more crimes. I know that there are a lot of people who are saying they're getting close to that ability to predict who's going to commit crimes, but obviously no. Look at that FBI mess up with the Parkland shooter.
Yeah.
He was on their radar. They didn't know it was going to happen. That Muslim who stabbed three people, the FBI had a bulletin out on him. They didn't know what he was going to do.
Either that, or they knew what that these parties were going to do and just simply allowed it to happen.
That's the other theory as well. Or they simply set up Nicholas Cruz to be the patsy based on his past history of violence, and the actual shootings inside the school were done with these three guys dressed in the black outfits.
Bingo. Bingo.
Okay.
Y'all have a great one. Later.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Apparently, a U.S. Army Chinook helicopter has crashed on the Syria-Iraq border. And those things are big. We see them flying over our house training flights all the time. Wasn't all that long ago that two of the big Sikorskis vanished out off the North Shore. Nobody even knows what happened, or maybe they do and they just don't want to say. All right, getting on back here to the science and health news. You're going to love this one. This is from Waking Times. And it basically is talking about there's been this investigation at Harvard University that confirms doctors have been paid huge sums of money to prescribe addictive opioids. Now, back in 2010, it was found that roughly 100,000 Americans die each year from prescription drugs alone. When it comes to opioids, the number of deaths is in the tens of thousands, while a quarter of patients who were given short-term prescriptions got hooked and transitioned to long-term use. So, according to this recent Harvard University analysis, doctors who prescribe these painkillers are being paid huge sums of money from their manufacturers. Now, the research, which was conducted by Harvard scientists and CNN, discovered that in 2014 through 2015, thousands of doctors were paid over $25,000 from opioid manufacturers, and hundreds more were rewarded with six-figure sums. The more opioids that were prescribed, the larger the reward. These doctors were being bribed to basically sell these narcotics and get people hooked, to turn them into a permanent revenue stream for the pharmaceutical companies. Now, this Harvard analysis found that the 5% of doctors who prescribed opioids at a volume that was higher than that of the average physician were paid twice as much money from the manufacturers. Doctors in the top 1% were paid four times as much. It was all about the money. All about the money. Now, if you are a bottled water fan, and for those of you on YouTube, you can see that's obviously the case. I'm going to have to get out my microscope because according to this article, apparently top bottled water brands are contaminated with plastic particles. All of a sudden, there's a growing awareness of the problem of plastics in the environment. Not the big things like the can carriers that wildlife gets trapped in, which is a problem. But apparently, this prevalence of microscopic particles, almost nanoparticles of these plastic that are just seeping in to everything. Now, we buy bottled water because we assume it's healthier for us than the tap water. I actually buy this because it's alkaline. But apparently, widespread contamination with plastic was found. This is coming from researcher Sherry Mason of the State University of New York at Fredonia. According to a summary released by Orb Media, a U.S.-based nonprofit media collective, researchers tested 250 bottles of water in Brazil, China, India, Indonesia, Kenya, Lebanon, Mexico, Thailand, and the United States. Plastic was found in 93% of the samples, which included major name brands such as Aquia, Aquafina, Dasani, Evian, Nestle Pure Life, and San Pellegrino. The plastic debris included nylon, polyethylene terephthalate, and polypropylene, which is used to make bottle caps. So apparently some of the contamination is coming from plastic sloughed off during the mechanical attachment of the bottle cap, the screw top. Now, we need to look into those chemicals to see if they just pass through the body harmlessly or if they accumulate. We don't know yet. Microplastics have been found to accumulate in sea life. Boy, the corporations have just really messed up this planet. And they're trying to insist it's because of us and our plastic bags. Now, over in Oklahoma, they're revamping their method of execution. As you know, when the U.S. moved to lethal injection, the companies that make the required drugs are in other countries, and these other countries did not like what the drugs are being used for. And so many of these countries and companies have now basically banned the sale of these drugs to the United States. These are countries that don't believe in capital punishment. And so what Oklahoma is getting ready to do is basically execute people with nitrogen hypoxia. In other words, they're going to clamp a mask onto the face of the prisoner and feed in pure nitrogen, and he will just get dizzy, pass out, and die. And I talked about this before when we were talking about liquid nitrogen in another context, how dangerous it can actually be. Because the way your body works, okay, for some reason, your breathing rate depends on how much carbon dioxide there is in your blood, not how much oxygen. If you are able to get rid of carbon dioxide, your body believes it's in good shape. And the leading cause of death in laboratory accidents is a spill of liquid nitrogen, because it will boil off and it will fill the room and drive the oxygen out. And people who are in the room are still breathing and they're still feeling comfortable and not realizing that they're going to just pass out in a couple of seconds. So it's actually an idea that's going to work if you support capital punishment, and I don't. And the reason I don't is very simple. We know our system is corrupt. It makes mistakes. We know innocent people get executed. And until we can restore life to those it has wrongfully been taken from, we should not take it in the first place. So, yes, I'm opposed to capital punishment. Over in the Caribbean, we were talking just the other day about how the earth is. Oh, no, we got a phone call. Let's take a phone call. Chris in St. Petersburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the topic you mentioned, Michael, about the water, the plastics in the water, and one yes. big way that the plastics, the chemicals leach from the plastics in water is that the water is acidic itself. Pure water is slightly acidic at about 6.5 pH. So mm-hmm. it's a good thing for buying alkaline water. But, you know, the thing that the problem with it is that it's not alkaline often by the time you get it, because with a pH meter, you can test that after about a week, it returns back to about 6.5 to 7 if it's pure water, unless it does have minerals in it, alkalinizing minerals, and it should say if it does.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Oh,
good, good. Now, you know, a lot of these alkaline waters are sold. It says that 8.5 pH, 9.5 pH at time of bottling is in small print underneath that. So what they do is they, like I have a water ionizer that can make highly alkaline water anywhere up to 11.5 pH. But after about a week, it goes back down to neutral or slightly acidic even. So that's why they say at time of bottling in really fine
yeah.
print. And, yeah. So, yeah, I guess baking soda seems about the least expensive way to keep it alkaline, but any food or water, that any liquid that's acidic is going to leach from plastics or metals, packaging, so, you know, like foil, so that's very important to know. I take purified water from one of these inexpensive water dispensers that tests at 1 or 2 parts per million dissolved solid, so it's nearly pure, and it's only 20 cents a gallon. And then I take that, and I add some minerals to it before I hand pump it through my water ionizer, because pure water is a very poor conductor of electricity. It gets very poorly ionized if I try to
yes.
pump pure water through it.
Yeah, when I'm making nano silver, I literally start with some older nano silver to get that conductivity up. If I'm starting from pure distilled water, it can take hours and hours and hours to make this. I assume that you can hear me, right? Because I'm getting a notice from Twitch that it's lost the internet connection, and I can't clear the warning on it. So I guess it's just a mistake with Twitch, because we're still in connection, and we're still going strong here. Anyway, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. Chris, we're going to let you go, and we're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show because of this weirdness that's going on with Twitch here. The other day we were talking about how there seems to be an increased amount of geological activity going on around the world. They're rocking and rolling over by Mount Vesuvius. They're having that big volcano over in Japan. And now apparently in the Caribbean, there is an underwater volcano that has started erupting. And what they're seeing on the surface, of course, are bubbles and bits of pumice and government has basically declared a 5-kilometer exclusion zone, basically saying you got to stay away from it because this thing could get explosive, and you know you have to be safe. Okay, so anyway, this is a weird story. This is a very, very bizarre story, but I'm going to leave it until after we come back from our next commercial break because I want to get into it a little bit in terms of some of the ramifications, I think, are a little bit upsetting. So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors with the final segment of our today's program. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the final segment of our program today. There's a story out of PJ Media, and basically there is a psychologist, David Barash, and he's writing a book, about to publish it, and he's saying society should sanction the making of human-chimp hybrids. And he wants to call this new creature a human Z. And he says, making it would be a terrific idea. Well, it's certainly technically possible. Roughly 99% of the DNA is identical between humans and chimpanzees. That's how close we are. Most of it dealing with biochemistry. It's that 1% where it gets kind of tricky. Now, what we'd be doing is creating a new subhuman class of sentient life. They would be the Eloi to our Morlocks. Or you're going to create a new form of life that, like the animals in a zoo, has to be cared for. I don't see what this gentleman thinks these are going to be useful for. If he's planning on adding to the workforce, we already have way too many people out of work. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has confirmed we have 90 million Americans, legal American citizens, willing and able to work, who can't find a job. Pouring in the illegal immigrants is making it worse. Pouring in the refugees is making it worse. And coming up with these human Z's is going to make it worse. They could make a mistake with this. I still hold that genetic technology is the most dangerous toy humans have ever played with. It's far more dangerous than nuclear technology. And look how bad nuclear technology has worked on out. Anyway, the students are out there marching. The gun grabbers are trying to exploit these kids to tear at our heartstrings. Oh, it's for the children. The children want the guns gone. I love this one comment. A protest student came on out and said, you know, if you shoot a deer with an AR-15, it'll explode. Actually said that. No, a deer will not explode if you shoot it with an AR-15. That's, it basically tells us these students don't know what they're talking about. They don't have a clue. This guy's idea of what guns do is based on movies and televisions. Deer won't explode. You'd need a cannon. You would need actual artillery to get the deer to explode when shot. Anyway, apparently, in another setback for the global warming cult, the Amazon rainforest trees are found to be surprisingly drought resistant. They're not all dying off from the reduction of water caused by human cause. Under the category of for every credibility gap, there's a gullibility fill. Billionaire Sam Altman and 25 others just paid $10,000 for a company called Nectcom to upload their brain consciousness for immortality. Talk about a scam. We still don't know how the brain works, let alone able to record it. And apparently Twitter is now censoring the Drudge Report. The scorched earth war goes on. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned. For John Steadmiller, I'm sure he's got lots and lots of wonderful things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, what you learn at the websites, what you learn at all the independent media. Keep getting it out there to the public. This literally is a war between the government, the corporate media, and those of us who want freedom, justice, and the restoration of the republic. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.